You're listening to Khan Podcasts.
You're listening to the English language news of Khan, the Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation.
Good afternoon. It's 2 p.m. in Israel, Wednesday, August the 17th, 2022. This is Nomi Segal with the top news at this hour. Palestinian Authority leader Mahmoud Abbas has issued a clarification to his remarks yesterday, accusing Israel of committing 50 Holocausts against the Palestinian people. Abbas said in a statement that the Holocaust was the most heinous crime in modern history, and his comments had no intention of denying the uniqueness of the Holocaust committed in the last century and is something that should be strongly condemned. The statement went on to say that the crimes Abbas referred to were the massacres committed against the Palestinian people by Israeli forces since the Nakba and that do not stop to this day. According to reports, the clarification was issued following strong pressure from Israel. Abbas has drawn widespread anger from Israeli and world leaders for his response when asked yesterday during a visit to Berlin if he would issue an apology for the massacre of Israeli athletes by Palestinian terrorists at the 1972 Munich Olympics, that Israel has committed 50 massacres in 50 Palestinian locations since 1947, adding 50 massacres, 50 Holocausts. Abbas has previously come under scrutiny and criticism for remarks about Jews and the Holocaust and has been accused of Holocaust denial in his doctoral thesis. The IDF soldier from the Kfir Brigade, who fatally shot his comrade, Staff Sergeant Natan Fitoussi, in a friendly fire incident the night before last, will be questioned again today by military police. According to the initial probe, the two were guarding along the security barrier by Tulkarem and were nearing the end of their shift when Fitoussi left to pray alone. On his return a short while later, he was shot by his comrade who misidentified him as a threat. The soldier told investigators yesterday that he opened fire because he was convinced Fitoussi was a terrorist and he felt his life was in danger. He claimed he followed arrest protocols. Military police are investigating, among other things, whether the soldier who shot Fitoussi had fallen asleep and was startled and confused when his friend returned. Military police also plan to question officers in the Nachshon battalion where they served to verify whether there were broad failings in following conduct directives. Fitoussi, 20, immigrated with his family from France 8 years ago. He was laid to rest last night in his hometown, Netanya. Israeli security forces operating in Judea and Samaria last night arrested 10 Palestinians wanted for terror activity during arrest operations in the village Nur Ashams by Tulkarem. Palestinians threw rocks and firebombs at the Israeli forces. There were no Israeli casualties. A senior Hamas official, Musa Abu Marzouk, says that efforts by Egypt to secure the release of senior Islamic Jihad figures Bassem al-Saadi and Khalil Awoudeh as part of the recent Gaza Strip ceasefire agreement have been fruitless. He said Hamas expected from the outset that the Egyptian efforts would fail and that Israel would refuse to release the two. Commenting on Hamas's staying out of the most recent escalation between Israel and Islamic Jihad, he told the BBC in Arabic that a war is not launched over every person targeted by Israel. He said the decision about entering a conflict depends on readiness of the resistance or a culmination of certain conditions. With the start of the new school year less than 2 weeks away, Finance Minister Avigdor Lieberman has warned teachers against striking on September 1st. He told a news conference that brutish conduct will not pay off. We will put the entire framework on the table today. Hundreds of teaching staff demonstrated opposite the finance ministry in Jerusalem this afternoon over the lack of progress in negotiations over a new wage agreement. Union Chair Yaffa Ben David said that the fact that 85% of schools in Israel are suffering from a shortage in staff should worry the public and the treasury officials more than any other issue. Election politics. The chairman of the religious Zionism party, Bezalel Smotrich, says the decision by Otzma Yehudit leader Itamar Ben-Gvir to run independently in the upcoming elections is a mistake. This is the time to come together to increase the bloc and avoid unnecessary battles, he said. The deadline for filing candidates' lists is September 15th. Previous negotiation crises between the two parties over a political alliance have led to intervention by Likud leader and former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu out of fear of possibility that one of the factions would fail to cross the electoral threshold and damage the pro-Netanyahu bloc's chances of forming a government. The Israeli man killed in a fall while attempting to climb the Cotopaxi volcano, the second highest peak in Ecuador, has been identified as Gil Banks, 25, from Caesarea. Banks was traveling on his own in South America. And finally, Magen David Adom personnel were reunited this week with the Australian Maccabiya team soccer player, whom they treated after he suffered a heart attack and collapsed during a match against Colombia in Netanya last month. A short ceremony was held in which the paramedics met with the athlete and his wife and were presented with official Maccabiya shirts in gratitude. The weather outlook, seasonal temperatures for the time of year, tomorrow and Friday, no change, Saturday warmer. The maximum temperatures in the main centers, Jerusalem 31, Tel Aviv 29, Haifa 27, Beersheba 34, and in Eilat going up to 39 degrees Celsius. That's the news from Kan Reka, the Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation. Join us at 8 p.m. Israel time for our one-hour news program. You can tune in at 101.3 FM, the Kan website, Spotify, and the Kan English Facebook page.